Hi, my name is Cheryl Krauth, and this is Introduction to Networking, CEN 2503. This is the first in the series of audio recordings that I will prepare to help the online students and as well as the on-campus students through the course and learning the material and the content of the course. The topic of this particular audio recording is what should you do on a daily basis or weekly basis to succeed in this course. So I'm going to start out with talking about what I would do and how I would kind of proceed through the course materials. My recommendation is to start with the course outline in the course content module. So if you log into WebCT, go to the course content module. You'll see a title up there that says select a chapter. And there's a couple things up top that really aren't chapters. The second item up there is the class outline. Open that up and take a look at it, and you will see that during week one, what we're going to be covering that week is Chapter 1 in your textbook, which is an Introduction to Networking, and Module 0, Introduction, Module 1, Networking Basis in our Test Out curriculum. From there, I'm going to go back to the course content module and open up Chapter 1, Introduction to Networking. I can see on this first page under the topic review that the objectives we're going to accomplish in this chapter are list the advantages of network computing relative to standalone computing, distinguish between client-server and peer-to-peer networks, list elements common to all client-server networks, describe several specific uses of a network, identify some of the certifications available to networking professionals, and identify the kind of non-technical or soft skills that will help you succeed as a networking professional. If you take a minute right now to open up your textbook and look at Chapter 1 in your textbook, you'll see that these are the same objectives that are listed on page 1 of Chapter 1 of your textbook. Clicking on any of these links will bring up just a short text description of that particular objective. The purpose of this is just to give you a focus and orientation to what will be covered in the class. The next thing I would do is open up the Chapter 1 PowerPoint slides and just preview those and go through those slides again to give you a basic idea of what we're going to be learning in the chapter. The other thing that's in the content module at this point is you'll see that there is a review test there for Chapter 1. I wouldn't attempt it at this point. I would wait and come back to that at the end of the chapter. The next thing I would do would be go back to the home page and open up the assignments module and look for assignments that are associated with Chapter 1. At this point, you'll see that there is a test out installation assignment. Its purpose is to just give me as your instructor some feedback on how you plan on using test out and to verify that you've been able to log into test out and access it. The second one is one that's designed to give you a few skills that you're going to need for submitting assignments, and that is learning how to take and upload screenshots and how to create PDF files from your work. And the last one is an actual project in your textbook. It's Project 1-2 that you're going to complete from the textbook. At this point, I would go ahead and open up your textbook, take a look at your chapter, and spend a little time just reviewing the chapter. I would just go through page by page, reading the headlines or the bolded text, looking at the pictures, seeing what kind of images are there, just getting a feel for the chapter itself and understanding the materials there. At that point, then go back and begin reading through your chapter in depth. Read through the contents of the chapter and look at the exercises and go ahead and do the activities. And then go to the test out curriculum, open up the test out curriculum and complete the two modules that are listed for this chapter, Module 0 and Module 1. In another audio recording, I'll talk about the process of working through test out. Once you've completed all that, go ahead and go back to the course content module, take your quiz. You can take the quiz as many times as you need to achieve the score you'd like to achieve. And then go to your assignment page, upload your assignments, and submit them, and you're done with Chapter 1 or Week 1 assignments.